I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
wisdom is simply is the word of God applied accurately to solve a problem. Wisdom is what? The word of God applied accurately to solve a problem. When you see this not working, most times take time to give that situation a thought. Why must I be having this problem with my wife? This is strange. We didn't marry with troubles. I would come every day we are quarreling. I was not having problem with my wife and husband. How come this day every week we shout? Go back and give it a thought. Why do you think the Holy Ghost said to you, you are currently because every home deserves a leader. Deserves what? The husband as a leader is one who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. That makes you a leader. A leader is simply a man who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. Any breakdown in the home, God will hold that man responsible like he did to Adam. That's why no man has any excuse to complain about the family, because you see, it's my wife. God knows you are the leader, because if a car should have an accident, they don't ask the passenger, they ask the driver. Every accident in the home, the man is the cause. It's not, don't you know I'm your husband? Nobody's competing with you. Take responsibility, you take your position. Accept responsibility, take your, it's not by talking. Don't you know I'm your husband? No, they don't say it. Just accept responsibility and then you just fit in there. So it's a walk. Tell about leadership is a walk. It's not, don't you know I'm the husband? No, the wife is not competing with you. Just do your work. You fit in. And then the wife, number two. The wife. You must play the supportive role with the primary responsibility of submitting to the leadership of the man as ordained by God. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Submission, according to Ephesians 5, 23, 24, you can see it. It says, submission means to put yourself under the control of another. To put yourself under the what? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the... Scripturally, God expects you as a woman to bring yourself under your husband's control. Contribute positively to make life better for your husband. Don't give room, woman, to pride. Every woman, hear me, be an asset. Don't be a liability. Can I tell you something? Submission is a seed that has a reward. That has a what? Submission is a seed with scriptural reward. When a woman submits, she will get things without you struggling from her husband. Am I talking? Submission is an investment. It's what? Can I tell you a very practical example? Many women hide their money. Money you're hiding today, tomorrow when they put him there, put all your income together, he will give you for just your in-laws to buy clothes. So the earlier you submit the money, the better. You say it's a drunk, but you submit your body. So if you can submit your body, why not submit the money? Is your body more? Can I humble you? It may look very wrong. A woman who cannot submit her money but submit her body looks like a prostitute in marriage. You say, my money I can't submit, but your body you submitted. That means you value your money more than your body. Otherwise, as you can't submit your money, also don't submit your body. A man you submit your body to, is it money you can't submit to? And a reasonable man will not take your money. He will not. No reasonable man will take his wife's money. But he will not know that you're a woman who have no, you don't attach importance to the money. So anything he has, give to you. You win a true believer when you hand over your money to him. Are the young ladies hearing me? When you marry, put your money after moving your tithe in your husband's hand, you will win him cheap. When that man has money, he will never forget you. But be hiding. How much is your money? How much is your woman money? All right. I say submission is a proof of honor. It's a proof of when you submit, you mean that you honor the man. And the man, honor has a reward. Honor has a reward. You can't honor a man and not have a reward. Number three, order your time. I said the place of order in marriage and what? Family. Husband, number one. Wife, number two. Number three, order your time. The place of order in marriage. Order your what? Order your time. You know, we're in a generation, this is about the busiest generation, where everything is fast. Fast food, fast. So we also want fast families. Amen. But note, no matter how busy you are in business, busy you are in your career, busy anywhere, you must have time to worship God. You must have what? You must have time to read Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, he said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To everything you must set out time. You must make time, men, for your wife. Hello. Can I tell you the truth? Never be too busy to give attention to your wife. While you're busy, with all your anointing, get that for your, when you come, look at her face, are you okay? If she's not okay, you know what to do. To make her okay. Take her out. Don't be too anointed, you don't take your wife. Take her out. Shop with her. Say, what do you want? Sit down somewhere and say, take anything you want, eat. If you carry your girlfriend to eat, why would you not carry your wife you marry now? You used to carry your girlfriend to Google places to eat. Now you're married. Carry your wife to the best hotel, to the best hotel. Are you hearing me now? Give your wife a treat. She can't forget you. Not this. Don't say walk. Your wife say, honey, you say, I'm coming. We have business. Take time, oh. Wife, please have time for your own husband too. It's not only man to have time. Wife, have time for your. So women don't have time for their husbands. Can I take cook for my husband? I'm coming. Can I take cook? Kaite will be cooking and then cook everything for him. Oh, take time. Have time for your husband. And both of you in turn need time with your children. Both of you in turn need time for your with your children. Stop running helter, jumping out for business early in the morning and returning late at night and not making time to listen to your spouse. Make her time to listen to your spouse. Hear this quote by a wise man. It says, spend time with your family doing ordinary things is the most extraordinary time of all. Do you know when you stay with children and then you carry them? They will always, when you're not around, they miss you. Have you seen a woman, if your husband is always jovial, if you travel for 2 days, you want him back. If your husband is tired, I always want to joke with you. You want to say, let him go, let him go. But the tired has no time, he says, thank God, oh, let him go. Spend time with your wife. Too, if you spend time with your husband too, smarter, he will call you. Say, are you okay? Where are you? He wants to know. Tell him, learn to order your time. Learn to order your so that your relationship can be meaningful.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Now, crisis in any family is not a satanic invasion, but a wisdom deficiency. So peace cannot come through any civilization of humanity. Peace only comes through Christ. All the parties in the family, that is husband, wife, and children, must accept responsibility to play their role very well. To take care of the spiritual needs, the man must be spiritually sound.
Your family can enjoy peace, love, and live in harmony. Wisdom for Family Peace, a series of teaching with David Ibiomi. This is a first class exclusive exposition on family relationship. It's revolutionary, insightful, and nourishing.
Now, can I tell you the truth? Many men are so weak to be men. Their wives are the ones who pray for them.
You've not seen anything like it before. To get a copy of this teaching, contact us through any of the information displayed on the screen.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow! It just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests. If you need to be counseled personally, all you need to do is call +234 844 66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it.
Make sure you have time. You have what? Time for each other. Hello. Hello. That's why we're teaching family. Have time. Have what? Time. Many families are in crisis because the man goes to work in the morning, comes back in the night. The woman goes to work in the morning, comes back in the night. Nobody has time for each other. They are busy. And that's what is happening today. I hope you know that. Too busy. I told a lady, I said, are you sure your daughter knows you? She said, because you live in the dark and come back in the dark. Early morning when she's living there, it's not broken. When she gets home, every day it's dark. So I said, does your daughter still recognize you? No, they are pulling that. They leave 5 a.m. dark. They come back 10 p.m. dark. So they never meet their children in light. The children are sleeping, they leave, they come and the children are sleeping. House girl does everything. No. Number four, order your finances. Order your what? The place of order in marriage and family. Order your finances. Order your time. Number three, order your finance. Order your what? Every family must have a financial plan. Pain is a sign of disorder. Pain is a sign of what? Disorder. Prioritize your spending. Let your spending have priority. Let your spending have what? Be realistic. Be what? Live your size part time. And teach your children the same. Hear this. We are teaching not for fun. We are teaching for you to take decisions. Hear this, and I'm going to tell you this very strong truth. Cut off from friends who drive you to live above your means. Hear this striking truth. If you have a friend, male or female, that drives you to live above your means, cut off from such friends. There are friends that make you, anytime you come around them, you're under stress. As your husband bought you this car, and because of that, you now go to borrow just to buy. Any friend of yours that drives you, I see some young people, because your friend wore a big shoe does not mean you go and buy the same big shoe. I've seen some, they compete. You see a young girl wear a shoe, you see her friend want to wear the same shoe, you just know that she's competing with her. No, it's stupidity. That's foolishness. That she wore a high three-heel shoe does not mean you wore a three-heel shoe. No. 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 You are not wise. Live according to what you have. Can I tell you something? With financial disorderliness, no amount will ever be enough. Know what? Planning is a vital requirement if you desire financial sufficiency. So plan your family weekly and monthly expenditure. Every family should have a budget. That is the role of women more. Is that clear, sir? He said, which of you intending to build a tower? Luke 14:28. Seated not down first and counted the cost. Whether he have sufficient to do what? Finish it. Verse 29. Lest after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold he began to mock him. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Take time to plan your life. Am I communicating with you? If you are faithful in the least, you'll be faithful in the much. A woman that cannot use 200 naira, if the husband's salary is 2,000, when the husband gets 200,000, she cannot use 20,000 to cook. If she cannot use, when a man's salary is 200 naira, to cook 200 naira soup, when it becomes 200,000, 20,000 will not be enough. Because until you are able to manage the small, you can't manage the big. You are not faithful in that which is least. Matthew 25, 21. Accountability pays. Accountability was? Be prudent in spending. So order your spending. Order your what? There should be priority when you are spending. Are you getting what I'm saying now? There should be what? You are going on holidays for summer and your children's school fees have not been paid. But then you come back, you say, I believe God. It's stupid. You suspend the trip and pay the student school fees. Then going to borrow and then you're under stress. So you plan your budget. Plan your what? Life is in phases, men are in sizes. If you wear an oversized coat, you know what will happen. If you fold the hand, you can fold the back. And discipline is the major requirement in ordering your finances. Discipline. Tell me discipline. Even in your taste, be disciplined. Even your what? When I see some people, the way they talk, they don't even have the money you that have money have. But when they talk as if you are a bushman. That's, you know, these guys are poor. They say, no, I can't, if I travel, I like to stay in a 5-star hotel. And this man, you know, he's borrowing money from people. And you are not borrowing, you have money. He said, well, I think the way I am, I have to stay in a 3-star hotel. He said, no, I can't stay in that hotel. I like staying in an hotel where, you know, when you come in, it's about 2,000 euro. It's about 2,000 euro per night. That's where I really like to stay. And then you look at him, all he has in life is 10,000 euro. And then you have up to 1 million euro. And you're not talking. And then he said, no, I can't afford to stay in that kind of hotel. And the wife too will tell him, you know, honey, you know, we have to. And some women also follow their husband to fake it. If your husband is living a fake life, I try to bring him back up from fake life. Say, hey, my husband, come on. I'm your wife. You can fake everybody, but I know what is there. That's why you're a wife to a man. He said, if you like, talk, be, come. I'll say you're talking. I know you where you are. Come. Are you going to say now? That's your wife. A wife should be a counselor to your husband. Hey, my husband, this is what you're talking. I know. You know, trust school fees is there. Come. You hold him like this for his waist, drag him inside. Say, you are talking like that. Come, we have not paid school fees. Am I communicating with you?
Coming out on this series.
When money calls, have priority. Have what? This we invest. This we do. This we put. What's our priority? Is it going abroad the first priority? No. Our priority should be first to build a house. We are living in a rented house. Why not we get a house first? How can you be using a Mercedes Benz in a rented house? Where is the E-class and the house is not your own? You are renting it. Every home deserves a leader. Deserves what? The husband as a leader is one who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. That makes you a leader. A leader is simply a man who has the capacity to translate vision into reality. Unforgiveness capitalizes on the past and keeps bringing up to you what others have done. To hurt your feelings in the past. When you keep unforgiveness, you walk in unforgiveness. One thing it does is that you will meditate on the thing that happened to a point it will move to hurt and from hurt into bitterness. When a man refuses to let go and keep what the woman, the brothers, the sisters have done, before you know it, it will begin to hurt you. And when it hurts you to get to a point, you begin to walk in bitterness. And when you walk in bitterness, you will fall out of the grace of God.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead. Save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or other materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 6170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.